Tax relief for business travel. Tax relief is allowed by deduction from the emoluments, which, as I've already said, includes expenses. And since the changes introduced in 1998, tax relief is available in two circumstances. Firstly, tax relief is allowed for travel in the performance of the duties, if the employee is obliged to incur and pay them as holder of the employment, and the expenses are necessarily incurred on travelling in the performance of the duties of the employment. Now, clearly, someone in a travelling employment will be entitled to tax relief, but be careful of a situation where, say, an employee is a sales representative for the East Anglia region. If that employee lives outside the area, say living in Watford, HMRC would deny tax relief for the travel from the home in Watford, which is outside the area covered, until that employee reaches the boundary of his or her area, in this case, East Anglia. Now, secondly, tax relief is allowed for travelling to or from a place that the employee has to attend in the performance of the duties. Tax relief is available if the employee is obliged to incur and pay them as holder of the employment, and the expenses are attributable to the employee's necessary attendance at any place in the performance of the duties of the employment. This means that tax relief is due to enable an employee to travel to a place where they will be performing the duties of the employment. Tax relief is not available for travel between home and the normal or permanent place of work, normally regarded as ordinary commuting. What does ordinary commuting mean? Well, it means travel between the employee's home and a permanent workplace, or between a place that is not a workplace, for example, a holiday home, and a permanent workplace. Tax relief is available to cover the full cost of all necessarily incurred qualifying, travelling and subsistence expenses when the employee is travelling between a permanent workplace, for example, the normal office, and a temporary workplace, for example, a branch office, a customer or a supplier. Also, tax relief is available for travelling between home and a temporary workplace, such as that branch office, customer or supplier. And finally, travelling between two or more temporary workplaces is also allowable. In deciding whether tax relief is available, we need to be clear about what is the permanent workplace and which places to be visited in the course of business will be accepted as temporary workplaces. Field-based sales staff will normally be regarded as in a travelling employment, and their travel to customers, suppliers or their branch office, or indeed their head office, should be genuine business travel to places that are all temporary workplaces. Someone that works at home one or two days a week out of personal choice is unlikely to be accepted as home-based, and travel from home to the office may then be deemed to be ordinary commuting, with no tax deduction due. More complex issues that may have to be addressed will be where an employee claims to be based at home, and there might be an issue as to whether the home is accepted as a place of work. If the home is accepted as the employee's work base, travel from that home to other places of work, including a branch, regional or head office, should be regarded as travel to a temporary place of work, and tax relief will be available by deduction. HMRC officers will challenge this treatment if they think that an employee only works from home because of personal choice, or if they see no business reason for the home being the working base. In the case of Kirkwood versus Evans, tax relief was denied for travel between a home workplace and Mr. Evans' office in Leeds, which he only attended one day a week. The court said that his choice to live in King's Lynn rather than Leeds was historical and is unconnected with any term of his employment. The necessity of travelling to Leeds is dictated by his choice of the place where he lives and not by the nature and terms of the job itself. So Mr. Evans didn't get tax relief. Another case dealing with travel expenses between home and work is an old case of Pook versus Owen. Dr. Owen was a general practitioner who also had a part-time appointment at a nearby hospital. His duties required him to be available for emergency call-outs from home. He would be contacted by telephone and then took responsibility for the patient as soon as he took the call. The courts held that he was entitled to a deduction for the cost of travel between home and the hospital while on call-out. HMRC guidance makes it clear that tax relief is only available in special circumstances like this, where firstly there was a call-out, and also that the employee had responsibility from the time that the call was taken. Similar situations might arise with a fire service commander taking control of a fire from the moment he takes a call and leaves home. Tax relief would not be due for an employee who went back to the office in the evening, perhaps as a key holder, or on the weekend, or on a bank holiday, because those journeys would still be ordinary commuting, even though there might be extra journeys in addition to the normal back and forth to work. We do have tax relief by exemption for late-night taxis after 9 p.m, where the journeys are irregular and public transport has ceased or is limited. There is also tax relief from home to work when public transport is disrupted, and some tax relief for disabled employees, all of which are covered in more detail on the CPD courses.